Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Every day, thousands of women around the world press play and find a moment of peace, purpose, and Torah. If Tardi Mechanach Yomi has become your anchor, your companion on busy mornings, quiet walks, or sleepless nights, this is your chance to give back. On July 22nd and 23rd, we invite you to join our crowdsourcing campaign, supporting this program and so much more, inspiring Torah content, mental health training, leadership development, and community building programs. A dollar a day, it's $365 a year. It's one powerful way to say this matters. But every gift in any amount helps sustain and grow this learning. We're aiming for 100% participation because every woman matters. Visit ouwomen.org/elevatenachyomi and join us. Elevate our impact together. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ruchama Welcha, and today we're going to be studying Mishlei Perek Ches. And Perek Ches is a remarkable and unique passage in Tanakh because it's narrated by the voice of wisdom herself. We hear from the voice of wisdom herself. And it begins by saying, Haloi chachma sikra, doesn't wisdom call out, usvunas titein kaila, and understanding project its voice, wisdom speaking, b'roish meroimim alei darech, beisnesi vois nitzava, wisdom, she stands at the top of high places by the way where the paths meet, liyad sha'arim defikares, she cries out at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the approach to the entrances. So wisdom's portrayed as calling out from the high places, from the crossroads, from the city gates. She's accessible to all. She's inviting all. And in her speech, she describes her essential role in society, in the moral, the intellectual, and even in the political society. So for example, in Pasuk Yadalit, she says, Li Eitza Ososhia Ani Vina Li Gvara. I have counsel and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. The Mitzvah explains that this means through me, through wisdom, you get the strength to fight your Yetzirah. And in Pasuk Tesvav, she says, "Bi melachi mimleichu, through me kings reign, v'roiznim yechaykeku tzedek, and through me princes legislate justice." So wisdom is the foundation for leadership, is the foundation for ruling with fairness, with justice, and she describes all her different important roles in society. And then from Pasuk Kaf Beis onwards, the voice of general wisdom, it switches to the voice of Torah itself. It's like a soliloquy of the Torah, and we don't have this anywhere else in Tanakh. And we're going to focus on some of these psukim from the voice of Torah herself. So she says, Hashem kononi reishis darkai. Hashem created me as the beginning of his way. Kedem mifalov me'oiz, the first of his works of old. Which according to Rashi means, I was created, me, Torah, I was created before the world was even created. And we hear that Torah preceded the depths, the springs, the mountains, the sea, the heavens, all of creation, as she describes in Psukim Kaf Zayin to Kaf Tes. So she says, Be'ein tohoimais cholalti, be'ein mayonais nichbadei mayim. I was created before there were fountains, before there were depths, before there were springs. Be'terem harim hotbo'u. Before mountains, before hills were fashioned. And then in Pasuk Lamed, it gets very poetic and very beautiful and also very hard to understand. And the Torah says, Ve'eyeh etzloi amoin. I was with him, I was with Hashem as a nursling. Ve'eyeh shashoim yom yom. And I was his delight day after day. Mesacheches lefanav b'chol eis. Playing always before him. Mesacheches b'tevel artzoi. I was playing with the universe. His earth, v'shashoye es b'nei adam, and my delights were the sons of man. Like I said, very poetic, not very easy to understand. But I want to focus on this pasuk that we just read, for eyeh etzloi amoin, I was with him as a nursling. Because the Medrash and Bereishis Rabba says to read this not just as amoin, a nursling, but as umon, a craftsman or a tool. The Torah is speaking in the first person, and the Torah says, "V'ayeh etzloi amoin." I was with him when he created the world as a tool. Says the Medrash, "Ani hayisi kli umnosai shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." I, the Torah, I was Hashem's tool, which he used to create the world. And this is the origin of the well-known concept that Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Medrash describes that every architect needs a blueprint, Every architect has plans and drawings with measurements and designs and specifications, and the architect uses them to build a palace. The blueprint is his tool that he needs to create the palace. And Hashem also, he used the blueprint to create and build his world, and his tool was the Torah. Just like an architect builds a palace based on their blueprint, the Medrash tells us that Kach haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'Torah uvarei es ha'olam. Hashem looked into the Torah and he created his world. And we see this idea reiterated in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, where the Mishnah describes the Torah as Kli chemda shebo nivra ha'olam. Torah is the beloved tool with which the world was created. And there's a beautiful Shem Yishmor on this Mishnah, and it describes a wealthy man who had a very robust business. He had a lot of possessions, he had many assets. And when he dies, he leaves a will for his children, and he distributes all of the assets equally. He gives this one properties, and this one fields, and this one his car collection, and this one his jewelry collection. But he has one son who's extra special. He has one son who's more beloved him than the rest of his children. And to this child, he doesn't leave assets. He leaves the mechanisms through which he obtained all of those assets. So whether this means he leaves him the actual business or he leaves him the business plan, but he leaves him not just assets, but the possibility to acquire assets. And the Medrash Shmuel explains that Hashem didn't just give us the assets of creation. He didn't just give us the world and the landscapes and natural resources and plant life and animal life, but Hashem gave us, the Jewish people, he gave us the very mechanism of creation. He gave us the tool to create. He gave us the possibility to create. Ve'eyeh etzlo uman. And this is also part of what it means that we were created b'tzelem Elokim, in Hashem's image. Because in the same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that we just read from, it also tells us that chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem, that man is very beloved because he's created in the image of Hashem. So what does it mean to be created in the image of Hashem? What is Hashem? What is the most defining feature of Hashem? That he's creator. That he's the Borei Olam, he's the creator of the world. The first way we're introduced to Hashem is as creator. The first pasuk in the Torah in which Hashem introduces himself is with the words Bereishis bara Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created. So in that case, to be in the image of Hashem means to be a creator also. At the heart of being in Hashem's image is the idea that we are creator like him. Rav Soloveitchik teaches that the imperative of a halachta bedrachov, that we have to follow in Hashem's ways, that we have to try and emulate him and be like him, it includes being a creator like Hashem. We have a mandate to be creative. So what is the most important thing that we can create? We create ourselves. The Kotzker Rebbe has a famous line on the Pasuk Naaseh Adam, when Hashem was about to create man. He said, Naaseh Adam, let us make man. So everybody asked, who was he speaking to? Who was there at the time that he could say, let us make man? And the Kotzker Rebbe says he was speaking to man himself. He says, I'm going to give you the raw materials. I'm going to give you a body. I'm going to give you intellect. I'm going to give you emotions. But then you, man, you are going to create something out of all these raw materials. Together, Nasa Adam, we will create man. And what is the tool that we use to create ourselves? What's the primary power of creativity? It's the same tool that Hashem used. It's the Torah. We create ourselves. We create our character. We create our morality through the Torah, through this tool of the Torah. The Maharal, the Nesivas Olam, he discusses the famous parallel between the number of mitzvahs that we have in the Torah and the human body. We have 248 positive mitzvahs in the Torah, which correspond to 248 limbs in our body. And we have 365 negative mitzvahs, which correspond to 365 sinews that we have in our body. And he says we use this total number of mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, which is the entirety of the Torah, to create our complete selves. To complete all of our 248 limbs and our 365 sinews, we create ourselves through the mitzvahs. We use the Torah as a tool to create ourselves. Mitzvahs build, mitzvahs shape a human being. And then to add one more layer to this, a person is an olam katan. Each man is a microcosm of the world. We are mini universes. So when we build ourselves through Torah, we're also building the world. Completion of man through the mitzvahs is completion of the whole world through the mitzvahs. I recently heard this idea expressed so magnificently by the chief rabbi of South Africa, Rabbi Warren Goldstein. And he said this idea changes our whole perception of Torah. It changes our whole understanding of Torah from being a system of obedience where we have to keep laws and don't do this and don't do that. It changes it to a system of creation. It's not a system that confines us. It's the greatest expression of our creativity. It's the way that we create ourselves, that we make something of ourselves. And he said, he quoted the Rambam, who said, Hashem doesn't need our obedience. Hashem didn't give us the Torah because he wants us to obey him. He gave us the Torah so that we can have the opportunity to create ourselves. The Maharal describes how animals are what they are. Animals can't be more than they are, which means they're kind of perfect. They're as good as they can be. Malachim, angels also, they're perfect. They're complete. Animals, angels, they can't become something more. They are what they are. But man, on the other hand, man is pure potential. And that's why man is called Adam, from the word Adama. Because earth is all about potential. Adama is earth. Earth is all about potential. It's nothing. And then it becomes something depending on what you plant in it and on how you irrigate it and how you fertilize it. Soil is full of potential. Earth is full of potential. It's shaped by what is planted and by what is nurtured there. And that's what man is. Man is potential. Man is a constant work in progress. And the tool that man uses to create and to develop that potential is the Torah. And that also means that Torah is a very personal system because we create ourselves in a unique way. No two people are alike. No two people were given the exact same raw ingredients. And we refine ourselves in a unique way. We build ourselves in a unique way through the Torah. So this pasuk in Mishlei, it entirely changes our whole perspective on the way we relate to Torah and mitzvahs. This speech of the Torah in this parak, it invites us not just to respect Torah wisdom, but to embrace it as a tool of creation. Through the Torah, we don't just obey, we build. We build our character, we build our communities, and ultimately we build the world itself. And there's an amazing idea brought down by this Fas Emes on this Pasuk, that where he points out that in the Torah speech, she says, Ve'eyeh etz lo amon, she uses a future tense verb. Instead of saying, Ve'hoyisi etz lo amon, I was a tool for him, she uses a future tense verb, Ve'eyeh, to hint at the fact that creation was not a one-time thing. Hashem didn't create the world one time nearly 6,000 years ago and at the same time put in certain frameworks, certain mechanisms to make sure that the world should survive. But rather, ve'eyeh etz lo amon, I will be a tool for him because there's a constant process of Hashem creating the world all the time through the Torah. I will be a tool, I will constantly be a tool because Hashem is constantly creating the world. To use an analogy, it's not like the world is sustained by a battery. A battery is a source of power that's installed into a product and it provides energy for that product. The world doesn't function that way. It's rather like the world is sustained by a source of electricity. What's electricity? It's constantly drawing on the power. It needs a constant source of power to survive. And Hashem is constantly sustaining and creating the world. Ve'eyeh etz lo amon. So now to carry this back to the idea of Torah also being a tool that we use to create ourselves, the Nefesh HaChaim discusses how we're also constant creators. Every time we do a positive action, every time we do a mitzvah, we are affecting the dynamics of the world. There's a cosmic impact every time we do something positive or chas v'shalom negative, which means we constantly use the Torah to impact on the entire world. And the Nefesh HaChaim says that's what it means to be B'Tzelem Elokim. We're like Hashem, we're constantly creating the world. Like Hashem constantly creates the world, so do we with our actions, create all the time. So no one should ever question, who am I? What do my actions matter? What does my parak of Tehillim make a difference? Because he says every action, every thought, every speech is a manifestation of using the tool of creation, which is the Torah, to create yourself and to create the world. And he brings a spin on a Mishnah in Avos, which says, Da ma lemala mincha, in Perek Beis, which we simply translate to mean, know what is above you. But he gives us a new translation, and he says to read it like this, Da ma lemala, know that everything that happens above, everything that's going on in the worlds above, mimcha, it's from you, it's affected by you, draws its energy from you, because whatever you do, every action that you do affects the whole world. The Torah is a tool to create the world, and your constant engagement with Torah is constant creating of the world. Thank you for learning together in the merit for Refuah Shleima for Yonina Simmer Bas Daphna Hinder and to the wounded members of Tzahal amongst those who are ill amongst Klal Yisrael, sponsored by Nina and Chaim Schenker.
Love your daily dose of Nach? Help keep it going. The Tardi Mecha Nach Yomi campaign is happening July 22nd and 23rd, and we need you. Whether you give $18, $180, or a dollar a day, what matters most is showing up. We're aiming for 100% participation because this global Torah community only exists with every one of us. Head to ouwomen.org/elevatenachyomi and make your impact. Let's elevate Torah and elevate our impact together.